7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Protesters in Grand Junction Monday demanded justice for Elijah McClain and Jane Thompson. McClain's death in Aurora last year is now national news, but Thompson's is not as well known. The transgender woman was killed by a state trooper in Grand Junction after police say she acted aggressively with a knife. Joanna Gibson, a transgender woman from nearby Parachute, wishes she could have intervened that night in May.
If I would have been in town several hours before, I could have met Jane, I could have hung out, I would have had her in a different situation, something like that. I feel a really big sense of personal failure for not making my community one that is safe for people like me.
After she died, state police released Thompson's gender at birth instead of the gender she identified with. In Aurora, organizers are planning another protest over Elijah McClain's death for Sunday. Colorado has renewed a program that aims to lower health insurance costs. CPR's Megan Verlee reports a new state law authorizes the reinsurance program for 5 extra years and may pave the way to making it permanent.
Colorado's reinsurance program subsidizes the cost of the most expensive patients on the individual insurance market. The state says it has lowered premiums by around 17% on the Front Range and up to 30% in western Colorado. It started this year as a 2-year pilot. By extending it, the state is also creating a way to pay for it. Right now, it's covered by a fee on hospitals, but eventually it will use funds from the state's existing insurance premium tax. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The Colorado Rockies start their season July 24th against the Texas Rangers in Texas. That's if all goes according to plan for Major League Baseball's pandemic-restricted 60-game season. The Rockies' home opener is July 31st. In an otherwise empty Coors Field, fans will not be allowed to attend.